Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Kat, you've been joined with Melissa De La Cruz.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
It's so
great
good
to be here.
It's so good to talk to you. I'm so excited for you because you have a new book out. Tell everybody about it.
It is called Never After, The 13th Fairy, and it's about 12-year-old Philomena, who, upon trying to buy the 13th book in the series, Never After, discovers it's not going to be published. And so she walks home dejected from the bookstore, but runs into characters from the book and is then transported into the land of Never After itself. And so the idea came from, what if a fan of a fantasy world actually ended up going to the fantasy world?
Wow.
That would be so funny and interesting because they would know more about the world than the people who live there. They would be, in a sense, experts of that world.
Well, I saw one of the quotes that is so cool. It says, it's a refreshing twist on a well-known fairy tale. That is amazing. And then Publishers Weekly said that it's the land of stories fans will enjoy. So tell me how you came up with the idea for your heroine here, Philomena, to meet a character out of her favorite book. I mean, how did that come to you? Was it like, I would like to do that? Or tell me.
You know, the original idea for the book was not even a fairy tale book. It came from seeing a magazine photo of Kit Harington and Rose Leslie, who are the actors on Game of Thrones. And so they played characters that had a tragic, unhappy ending where you greet the girl dies and it's so sad they can't be together. And I saw a photo of the actors and they were getting married. And
oh,
I thought,
goodness.
Oh my goodness, how funny, right? That in this alternate world, this alternate future, these tragic characters are actually having happily ever after. And so that kind of stuck with me. And I thought, how interesting if I could write something about that, about reality and fantasy kind of meeting a strange place. So that's where the idea for Philomena meeting the characters from the book series came about.
Well, I think it's amazing. What about your knowledge of fairy tales? I mean, the original versions are so very different from the popular Disney stories. I mean, did you just grow up with all these fairy tales and then do research, or how'd that happen?
Yeah, you know, I had an idea to write my own original fairy tale series, and then Disney came calling, and so I kind of spent about 5-6 years working in the Disney universe, and then I thought, oh, I kind of want to go back to my original idea. I'm not quite done with fairy tales yet, and I knew in my research that the Sleeping Beauty story doesn't end with true love's kiss and Sleeping Beauty waking up and then living happily ever after. It actually, the real Grimm Brothers story, Sleeping Beauty's mother-in-law is an ogre who then eats Sleeping Beauty's children, murders Sleeping Beauty, and
Whoa.
Frames the prince for this tragedy.
Oh,
so
my.
It's a terrible, dark,
yeah.
horrible story.
It's crazy, right?
And I thought, I gotta do something with it. Yeah. It's very dark, very different.
Well, you're writing for different age groups. How is that? How is it writing for middle grade audience versus adults and teens?
I think the major difference in writing for middle grade, which is 9 to 12 readers, versus the adults, which is, you know, 12 and up, or 14 and up, 14 to 18, is that middle grade books, I feel the themes should be about friendship. It's about finding out who your friends are, what does it take to be a friend, are you a good friend, what does it mean to have good friends, what is a good friend, you know, because that's kind of when that all happens in sixth grade, you know, when kids kind of realize maybe somebody that they've known since kindergarten doesn't quite fit with who they are now.
And maybe
they're different as well.
Wow.
And young adults, it's mostly about figuring out who you are and your identity in the world. And, you know, it's a coming of age story and also your first romance. You know, so I think romance is a big theme in young adult books, whereas friendship is the biggest theme in middle grade books.
Well, I think there's so many lessons to be learned in your books, too. And that is such an amazing feat to accomplish, where it's entertaining, but also there are life lessons in there. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, you've written more than 50 books. What have you learned, and how has your storytelling process evolved?
You know, it's interesting because while, you know, you might kind of learn to craft a little better, each book is its own different puzzle to solve and its own different problem. So even though perhaps, you know, it gets easier, you're still learning with each book. So it's always a new discovery. It's always a new journey. I mean, my process is pretty much the same with every book. I think about an idea for a year, many more years. You know, I've had ideas that I had for 10 years and then finally start writing. So I think about my ideas for a long time before I figure out, you know, what to do with them in execution-wise. And then I write a synopsis, and then I write an outline. Because for me, once I've thought about it for so long, the book is kind of complete in my head. And so the writing itself doesn't take very much longer than that. You know, I can write a first draft in about 6 weeks, maybe 3 months if I'm a little slower. Maybe 6 months if the book is a little harder. And then from there, it's just months of rewriting and rewriting with the editor and trying to figure out how best to tell the story. But I can work on many different books at the same time. So that, I think, is what makes me able to write many books.
Well, I think it's pretty amazing. Now, what can we look forward to with the next adventure and your next project? What is that going to be?
So the next book in the Never After series centers on Cinderella. So it's a Cinderella retelling, and that comes out next December as well. And my next book that's coming out in May is an original novel for the High School Musical, the series, The Road Trip, an original novel in that world. So it's for the Disney fans in your life. Check it out. It's coming out in May.
Oh, I think this is so exciting. Okay. Again, Melissa, the name of the book is Never After, the 13th Fairy, right?
Yes.
And how can we find out more about you, about the book, about everything?
You can find me online at melissa-delacruz.com and also on Twitter, Melissa Delacruz, and on Instagram, author Melissa Delacruz.
Well, I thank you very much, and I look forward to keeping up with you and following and seeing what's next in Fairytale Land.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.